All right, we ready? All right. Well, it was a great win for us today. Obviously, anytime you're able to close out the Metrodome like that, it was outstanding. There was obviously a lot of alumni here. I'm sure a lot of our fans have a lot of great experiences here. So we were happy to get a win here today against a division rival. And I know that, you know, on paper it says that we're not playing for much, but we definitely were playing out there, and you could tell that everybody gave their heart, and it was an exciting win.
You look at the talents of a Cordarrelle Patterson, and you've been around his league for a while. What do you see in him, where his learning curve has been from seeing him in training camp to finishing up the season today?
Right. Cordarrelle has done a tremendous job throughout the year of growing as a player. Obviously, he has tremendous physical attributes. You know, he's big, he runs. There's never one time that I've seen all year that the first player that comes in contact with him makes a tackle. So, obviously, he's got all the physical attributes that you look for in outstanding players. And then it's just him learning, being on the football field and playing more football. You know, he went to 1 year of junior college, 1 year at Tennessee, and then he's in the NFL. So, for him, I think the sky's the limit as long as he continues to work and continues to grow.
You look back at this year and wonder, you know, what if I had the reins of the quarterback position all season, what might have happened?
No, you know, people have asked me that a lot, but the fact is you stay in the present. And, you know, every football season brings its own challenges, brings its own adversities. This season was no different. I'm just excited that when I did get an opportunity, I was able to contribute to some wins here, play well, and I'm excited about, you know, moving forward and what the future holds.
What will it take for you to say that you want to come back? I mean, will you have to get some promises from them, or is this way too early to even think about that?
It's way too early to think about it, but at the same time, I love playing for the Minnesota Vikings. The fan base here is absolutely amazing. The team was special. You know, it was a great team to play for, and I really enjoyed my time. My wife, myself, my kids, great community, and everything else that goes along with it. So, you know, would I love to be a Minnesota Viking? Absolutely, without a doubt. You know, I'm sure there will be multiple things that go into my decision, but really, you know, right now is not the time to think about that. I'm going to enjoy this win. We're going to sit down with my wife after the season, and, you know, but right now it's been a long season, but it was an exciting way to end it, and we've got a lot to celebrate.
Matt, there are reports that Leslie might be getting let go. Do you have any comment on that, any thoughts on that, or him as a coach?
You know, I don't. I enjoyed playing for Leslie all year. I think that he came in each and every day with a demeanor to try to get his team ready to play. And I respect that about him. He was consistent in how he went about his business. There never was anybody, especially in his case, you know, hanging his head when things didn't go our way. He always continued to motivate, push our players forward. And as you can see, nobody in that locker room quit at any point in the season. We just, you know, those games didn't turn out the way that we wanted it to turn out. And, you know, I think Leslie's a great coach.
Matt, we heard Leslie talk about the cooperative decisions when it comes to the quarterback position, unlike any other position. You've been through this for quite a while. Is it hard to sort of separate what you believe can be a starting quarterback in this league 16 games out of the year with what happens behind the scenes with the so-called football politics that occur in this league that determine many times what your fate is on the field?
Right. You know, and that's part of this position. You know what? There's going to be times where, you know, you think that you should play and it doesn't happen that way. But I think as a player, you know, you just have to be ready when your opportunity comes and take advantage of that and play well, play consistently. And I think when you do that, then you put yourself in a position to continue to stay on the field, because it's hard not for the coaches, the organization, or the politics of it all not to play you when you continue to play well.
Situations now where things aren't going as planned and there is some projected turnover and those sorts of things. As players, how do you guys stay with it and stay together through that in those situations?
Well, I think the thing is you have to have a larger perspective on things. You know, we're all blessed to play this game. You know, we're 1% of the population that is lucky enough to come out here on Sundays 16 weeks out of the year and play in front of fans that, you know, love us and everything else, and it's a blessing. And so if you take that approach and you don't look at it as, oh man, well, I'm getting slighted here or this, that, or the other, I think if you take that approach, then you put things in perspective and you go out there and you do your job and say, you know, I'm thankful just to have this opportunity to be doing what I'm doing.
This being the last game here, was that discussed a lot in the locker room? Like,
I think it was absolutely discussed this week, and I think just the fact that we wanted to go out and send the Metrodome out in the right way, these fans that have had such great experiences, the players that have played here, the great players, the alumni that was here, I mean, it was a big day for us to go out and get a win, because I think that that's what everybody deserved. Thanks, guys.